We're talking today with our state senator, Mike Schultz, from southwestern Oklahoma. And Mike, of course, Senate President this year. Big challenges for you as far as out the legislature. You've got once again, a pretty big budget hole, second fiscal year in a row that we've really been struggling with these deficits from oil and gas, from agriculture. And how do you approach that? In other words, how do you go into that session, you know, with the mindset of being able to come out whole at the end of the day?
You know, Ron, there's no one silver bullet out there that's going to solve this budgetary, I'm not going to call it a crisis, but the budgetary situation that we're in right now. We go into it with an open mind, everything on the table. You know, we're talking about making further cuts into state agencies. We're talking about reforming tax credit, tax incentives. And we'll probably have some discussions about new revenue-raising measures. One of the things that we talked a lot about a year ago, the governor said, their state of the state, and we'll probably hear it again this year in our state of the state, is expanding our sales tax base. You know, if you look at our surrounding states and what our neighbors, the list of products and goods that our neighbors charge in sales tax on, that list is much more extensive than it is in Oklahoma. But at the same time, I don't fear that we're going to get into those things that we use on the farm every day, that we enjoy an exemption on today, you know, parts, fuel, or fertilizer, or chemicals, seeds, those type things. I do think that we will have discussions about increasing sales tax base. I don't think that the ag exemption or other true business exemptions will be part of that discussion.
When you look at the state constitution, you have to come up with a balanced budget. We do that annually. You've said before, this won't make everybody happy.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, it's the one thing we have to do. Every year we have to put a budget forward, and it has to be balanced. And thankfully so. If we could deficit spend, we wouldn't come out of these things very well. The rule of thumb in a piece of legislation, if all sides in a piece of legislation are not completely happy, it's probably a good piece of legislation. In some degree, same holds true in the budgeting process. If everybody in the budgeting process is not completely happy, it was probably a good, fair process.
A lot of things out there that are of great concern to rural Oklahoma and agriculture. One that is always there, property rights, and also kind of tied back to that, some of the issues regarding water. What, you know, are anything really going to come out of this session you think that will be moving the needle on either one of those issues?
You know, property rights is always something that we have to look forward and to defend. And one of the things that certainly that's always on my radar that pops up the quickest. We settled the lawsuit on the water with the counties in the 22 southeastern counties in the tribes. I think that helps open the door for discussions about water in the future. I don't know that we'll have discussions. I don't know that we'll see any big real policy moves or shifts this year on water. You know, Ron, one of the things that we are going to talk about this year, because it's a bill that has my name on it, is a produced water out of the oil field up in north central Oklahoma primarily, where we see a huge amounts of water being produced along with the oil and gas. That's an issue that we have to discuss. We have to figure out a solution to because of the ramifications that produced water is causing on down the road, and we have to figure out how to handle that, what to do with it, because we have to continue to produce that oil and gas. We have to do it in a responsible manner.
You see discussions maybe that would be extended even a couple of years down the road of trying to move any water from the eastern part of the state to your part of the world?
I think right now, Ron, ironically, if you talk to the guys, they're talking about moving water from western Oklahoma to eastern Oklahoma because maybe the first time in the history of the world, southwest Oklahoma isn't in the drought category, and most of the rest of the state is. But I think we'll continue to have discussions about, water transfer. That was something that a guy named Kerr many, 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 many years ago looked at, foresaw, did a lot of great things in this state with water. Certainly the navigational channel is huge benefit to agriculture in this state. And the other part of his legacy was the movement of water from east to west. And sometimes we forget that really was his brainchild and really what he wanted to do. A guy that represented eastern Oklahoma understood what eastern Oklahoma, but knew water was the future. So I think we'll continue to have the discussions. I think we're a ways off from really having good, concrete legislation and policy movement in that direction.
Let's talk a little bit about your role back home. When you pull up to the home place, you kind of transform yourself from a lawmaker back to a farmer. This last year was an exceptional year for southwestern Oklahoma and for cotton producers.
Absolutely, Ron. A lot of excitement in the ag community in southwest Oklahoma and the cotton production areas. We're in an extremely difficult time overall in agriculture. We've seen cattle prices, grain prices. Take a tremendous downward trend over the last couple of years, and not a lot of rosy outlooks that they're just going to bounce right back. Cotton's been one of the bright spots. We don't have historically high prices, but we have good prices, and we had historically high production this year. So right now, the cotton segment of agriculture looks really, really good. Something that means a lot to me because I really haven't harvested a good cotton crop since 2010. My banker appreciates it. I appreciate it.
And at this point, it seems like given where wheat prices are and everything else, we could see more acres planted here in the springtime of 17.
Yeah, I think as you talk to not just producers in Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, southwestern Kansas, and even to some regards back in the southeast in Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, and those areas that have really gotten away from cotton the last several years and headed for grains. The opportunity for acreage expansion within the state is great, but also nationwide is tremendous. A lot of focus right now on cotton and where it's going, the future of it, and I think it's all good. We used to grow over a million acres of cotton in the state of Oklahoma, and we've been down to 250 to 350 for the reasonable history. I think we could see that expand back over 500,000, maybe creep up a little above that. Even after grain prices recover, cotton's a great rotation, a great opportunity to break disease patterns, weed patterns, insect patterns. It's a great rotation to small grain.